like, yeah.
If you can't be humble, or you just pretend, say the words you're would be humble response. But I find that actually, if I say what I should say later, that same situation, my ego is flared up, and actually, I don't really.
Yeah, no, what I was referring to was devotees imitating the statements of humility of other devotees. That's what I was talking about. We can study their statements and see how they've expressed themselves. But when if someone is too easily voicing deep sentiments, that's what I'm referring to. It has to be genuine. What we're doing has to be real. Genuine, not
superficial.
Superficial. Like Gurudev, you know, sometimes he would tell it's just a brief story. Panchatantra, they have all these animal stories there. He says, an ass was invited to the wedding of camels.
Однажды Гурудев рассказал историю о том, как осел был приглашен на свадьбу верблюдов.
And he turns to the bride and says, you are so beautiful.
Well, I can't much imitate. Короче, осел как бы повернулся к невесте и сказал: «О, какая ты прекрасная!»
And the bride says, «And your song is so sweet!»
А невеста сказала: «Вы так сладко поете!»
So, and the point being, it's all insincere. She is a camel, he's an ass. So, sincerity at the basis. When we're sincere, even the words may come out wrong. But if one is sincere, then that's accepted by the devotees as being a genuine sentiment.
Ну, может быть, слова не те, но искренность она принимается. Wow.
But that usually means the lights are off.
Ah, Hari Bol. Must we have 10 minutes?